Since Obamacare was passed, medical device manufacturers, think companies that make pacemakers and tongue depressors, have paid a new tax. Some of that money goes toward those insurance subsidies that make coverage affordable for millions of people. But a new Republican-controlled Congress is fighting to repeal that tax. Tanya English reports.
Way back when the Affordable Care Act was being drafted, the architects predicted that medical device makers would gain lots of new customers once more Americans gained health insurance.
So it didn't happen. We're not seeing an increase of business per se.
Carol Neubauer is chief executive officer of B. Braun Medical in Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley. He says lots of newly insured people are young. That makes them less likely to be in the market for an artificial hip, a wheelchair, or the medical widgets that his company makes.
When you walk through a hospital, you'll see just a lot of B. Braun things.
Neubauer says the medical device levy is eating into his profits. The company has paid $24 million in taxes so far.
That's just money we don't have to spend. We had it 2 years ago. We don't have it anymore.
Machines hum 24 hours a day at the Braun factory in Allentown.
What you're looking at on this machine is a robot that's picking up the parts and the scrap plastic at the same time.
Plastic pellets are loaded up at the start of the production line. Along the way, that plastic is heated and molded into hundreds of different shapes. And at the end of the line, the machines spit out catheters, syringes, and IV tubes. 1,400 people work at the plant. Neubauer says some research, development, and construction projects are on hold. In early February, the company bused about 100 workers to Philadelphia for a repeal rally.
Repeal the tax! Repeal the tax!
The plan to revoke the 2.3% tax has backing from both parties. Senator Bob Casey, a Pennsylvania Democrat, is a supporter. But in Philadelphia, it was mostly Republican lawmakers who showed up to give speeches.
Thank you very much. And now Pat Meehan on the Ways and Means Committee. He's got the real job now.
Mold maker Josh Henritz was in the crowd.
This tax is going to prevent us from having new innovative products. It's going to take away all of our R&D money, so we're here to rally to repeal that. Everybody's going to be affected by this.
He's worked at B. Braun for 6 years.
It's a very good job. It pays very well.
The medical device tax is a job killer. That's how Paul Tui from Fuji Rabio Diagnostics sees it. But others question that claim. Tui says the big problem is that the levy is on company sales, whether or not a firm is making a profit.
We have not laid anybody off or cut jobs, but we had a vision and a mission to create more cancer tests, and the way to do that is to hire more research and development employees. We haven't been able to do that.
The medical device tax is supposed to raise about $30 billion over 10 years to help fund expanded health coverage. Some Democrats, including Delaware Senator Tom Carper, say they won't support a repeal until they see a plan to replace that money. But even without a plan,
that's not our job. The Congress will have to come up with that.
Paul Tui and other industry executives are pushing for repeal now. Economist Henry Aaron from the Brookings Institution says repeal advocates should also come up with ways to backfill the money.
Have you heard any good ideas?
No.
Aaron has heard CEOs complain that their industry is hurting. One trade group surveyed device makers, and they say the tax has cost the sector 30,000 jobs.
Jobs are up, not down.
He's more inclined to believe analysts at Ernst & Young. It reports that the medical device industry has added 20,000 new jobs, and profits are up by 2%. Aaron says a repeal could succeed if it's folded into a broader bill that lets Democrats and Republicans trade favors.
The old tradition of what's called log rolling, putting together provisions that appeal to different members of Congress, whether that's going to happen this year or next year or the year after that, I don't know.
Staunch health law advocates want to hold the line. But Aaron says President Obama may be willing to deal because the medical device tax is not a tentpole provision of the health law.
Medical device tax, I've already answered the question. We are going to take a look at whatever ideas. Let me take a look comprehensively at the ideas that they present. Let's give them time to tell me.
That was Obama back in November, just after Republicans swept the election to control the House and Senate. But remember, the president still holds veto power, and repeal supporters concede they don't yet have the votes to override him. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.